Hey everyone, and welcome to episode number 11 of the Write Script Podcast. And today we're going to be talking about something that can really apply to everybody. I know that this channel is mostly about screenwriting for the most part, and different TV shows, different reviews and stuff like that, and just all around creative strategy. But there's been something that I've really wanted to discuss for a while now, and I know that if I'm noticing it, a lot of other people are noticing it too. And that's the concept of being yourself. And you might be wondering, what do you mean be yourself? And I'm trying to tell all of you that in this day and age, there are so many people who are afraid to be themselves. They have let other people around them, whether it's people at work, whether it's their friends, whether it's their own family, try to change them. Try to tell them, no, you shouldn't be that way. You should be more like us. And let me clarify, I'm not talking about like toxic behavior or anything like that. Like, you should absolutely change that because that benefits nobody, especially you. But if you have something about you that is unique, that you consider a gift, that you consider a hidden talent or a hidden gem, don't hide that. Don't let people tell you that, oh, it's weird, you shouldn't explore that part of you, you shouldn't try your hand at something that you've always been good at. Don't let anybody dim your light. And I know people might be like, oh, you know, people aren't trying to do that. Yes, they are. And I talk to so many people who are like, yeah, you know, I thought about speaking more and, you know, sharing more of my story, but I'm afraid of what people will think. And in this day and age, do you realize, you guys, people are sharing their stories to a wider audience. And you know what happens when you do that? People connect with you more. It humanizes you. People are able to really get a grasp of who you are as a person. They're able to feel your energy, your essence. They're able to relate to you. And you absolutely want that. And this can relate to screenwriting too, because I have heard so many people downplay themselves. They've been like, oh, you know, I'm a newbie in this industry, you know, I'm really a nobody right now. Don't talk about yourself like that. Yeah, you might be new to the craft of screenwriting, but don't get it twisted. You have something to offer. There is something about you that is so unique, that is so extraordinary, that you need to share it with the world. I mean, think about it, you guys. We have the internet. We have social media. We're moving into a post-fame society. Think about how it used to be 20 years ago, or even 10 years ago, right? 10 years ago, it was all about celebrities, right? And don't get me wrong, celebrities still have their place in the world, but regular schmegular people like you and I, like people who have their own podcast, they might have their own brand, they might have their own radio show, they might have their own YouTube channel. People like that now in this society are being elevated. Everybody has a story to tell. Everyone has something, whether it's an autobiography or a memoir, or whether it's a unique experience that you had where you learned a lesson, or whether it's something that you might have been ashamed for as a child, and now as an adult, you're able to use it to your advantage. Like, let me get real vulnerable with you guys right now. I'm trying to do more of that in these videos, so bear with me. When I was a kid, I used to get made fun of so much for the way that I talked, and I mean, it's just crazy, right? Like, the main thing I would always get, you talk so softly, why do you talk so proper? You know, why do you talk like this and that? And I remember being bullied for it, right? And now, years later, what did I do, you guys? I started a podcast, and one of the first positive comments that I got was, "Wow, your voice is so soothing. I love listening to your podcast." And it was in that moment that I learned, don't ever let people try to change you. Don't ever let people try to convince you that something is wrong with you. Don't ever let people try to make you feel small for their own gain. Because anybody doing that, they're trying to make themselves feel better about who they are because they don't even like themselves. And I know for some people that's gonna go like way over your head, but trust me. Don't ever let people make you believe that, oh, I can't be who I am. You can definitely be who you are. Don't let anybody change you, you guys. Like, I mean, right now, you guys know I'm working a 9-to-5 job. Do you know what the majority of people said to me, like, within my first week there? And these are coworkers, right? You know what they said to me? They said to me, oh, you need to change how you are. You know, your voice is too gentle. You need to be more aggressive. And I nodded and I took it with a grain of salt and I proceeded to be who I was. You know what I mean? Because I'm looking at it like, that's not me. That's not who I am. And I'm not going to change myself for what? Like, to make other people feel better. You know what I mean? Now, let me say this again, because some people might misinterpret this. If you have behavior that is toxic or crazy or it just causes problems, you should absolutely change that and work on yourself. But I'm talking about something that makes you you. You need to hold on to that, be true to yourself, be who you are. Don't let people shame you and tell you that you need to adopt this fake persona. Because there are so many people, you guys, who do that at work. They do that out here in society. They do that even in their own family. They do that on social media. And you know what? It gets tiring. Why do you think, like, when I started doing IG Lives, I would do it with, like, notes and a script? Why do you think I stopped doing that? Because it was draining. Like, even with these podcast episodes, I don't have a script right now, you know? And do you know how freeing that is? That is so freeing. Like, people do not understand how amazing it is to do what you do. And imagine if you got paid to be who you are, to be yourself, to share your truth. Imagine what that's like. Imagine how much freedom mentally you will have, that you no longer have to code switch. You no longer have to, you know, appease people. You no longer have to hide who you are. Imagine. And a lot of people, I hate to say it, they can't even fathom it. And that's why I just wanted to do this podcast, because a lot of people don't even realize how programmed we've been or become in this society when it comes to stifling our true selves, hiding who we are, wearing a mask, you know? And I don't mean a literal one. I mean, like, you know, metaphorically, we're wearing a mask that we present at work, on social media, at home, sometimes with our own family. Like, let that sink in, you guys. Sometimes we can't even be ourselves around our own family. Like, think about that for a second. Think about how crazy that is, because initially we think, oh, our family, those should be the very people that we should be able to relate to, right? Not always, unfortunately, right? And then you also have to remember that people are not used to seeing confident people walking in their purpose. So when they see that, they don't know how to react to that. They don't know what that looks like. So their natural reaction is to balk at it, to be like, wait a minute, what's going on here? And I just wanted to really come on here and be honest that if you have people telling you, you need to change, don't be this way, you need to look a certain way, you need to do this and that, don't listen to them. Don't. Like, I mean, the other day, and it's so funny because I've had my hair short for what, maybe like, how long has it been? Almost 2 years now. Wow, time flies, right? And I remember when I first cut my hair short and my grandma was like, oh my God, how are people gonna perceive you? And I was like, that's not the biggest question in my head. My biggest question was, how am I going to perceive me? Because ultimately it's about me. But you see what I mean? You see what I mean? People in this society nowadays, we're so afraid to step out and be who we are that we will settle for being a cheap imitation of who we truly are. And I say this to anyone, no matter who you are, what gender, race, whatever job you have, step out of that mental prison. Be who you are. If you love bright colors, wear them. If you speak with a certain dialect, don't hide it. Be who you are. If you have a certain type of music you like, don't hide it. Be who you are. If you love watching a certain TV show, don't hide it. Be yourself. Life is too short. You know, we spend all our time wondering what other people think that we don't even live. We don't even do what we really want to do because we're so worried about what the next person is going to say about us. And living like that, it's not really living. It's existing. But yeah, you guys, I didn't want this to be too long, but you get my point. So if you take nothing else from this video, be who you are and ask yourself, what am I hiding about myself that I really want to show, but I'm afraid to? Think about that. Anyway, you guys, like, share my podcast. I'm trying to get to 50 listeners on Anchor FM so I can continue to crank out these episodes for you guys. Support the podcast. Follow me on Apple, Google, Spotify, Anchor, and also iHeartRadio. Have a good one, and I'll catch you again in the next episode.